And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Ray, what relative do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I don't know. I thought I might talk about my Aunt Louise, who was
a waitress. A waitress, huh?
Yeah. Well, come on, George. Give me some line here.
Well, heaven, I haven't heard anything for a while. She was a waitress back at the turn of the century, wasn't she?
No, it was at the Joe's Cafe. The turn of the century was across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Closed.
That's right. Well, who else can we talk about?
Well, let's talk about Lawrence Fechtenberger.
Well, we could.
He's no relative of mine, but...
He's going to be along later. I think we could tell the folks about the big Bob and Ray musical that we've been rehearsing for the past couple of weeks. It's got some very intricate dance steps that are giving us a little bit of trouble. We've never danced before, publicly.
And, well, I'm not listening to you. I was reading the farmer's...
I was saying the trouble we're having with learning our dance routine.
Well, of course, neither one of us are particularly graceful... And it's a rather difficult thing for us to accomplish that dancing thing. But under the expert guidance of, what's his name?
Nicky Oceanic.
Nicky Oceanic, we're coming along pretty well. Did you want to say something to us in there? No.
All first right. This evening, we're going to go across town to the fabulous Bob and Ray Gourmet Club for the ceremony around a famous person's sandwich called Sandwich Surprise. Claude and Clyde are our hosts over there, so let's call them in.
Hello, everybody. This is Claude and Clyde at the Gourmet Club here in Midtown. In just a few moments, we will have the sandwich of some guest, a star, opened and disguised, or open and described here on the air.
Claude, I think it might
be... The act is distracting me on stage.
Well, that is an act I wanted to call attention to. This is Hal and Harry, two of the foremost Bob and Ray impersonators in the nightclub field today. I wonder if we could go down and pick up a little bit of their act.
All right. Now, the act is just concluded, unfortunately. That's all right. But I see now a stir at the rear of the huge dining room here, and that would indicate that the guest sandwich has arrived by armored vehicle and will be brought down the center aisle atop a purple pillow with fringe by our uniformed page.
Yes, they're coming through the doors now. There should be, there it is, the usual fanfare. Now, as the audience quiets down somewhat,
all necks are turned towards the center aisle, watching the page in the ceremonial parade down the center aisle. He has arrived finally here at the dais and...
handing us the sealed
thank
envelope.
Thank you very, very much, Eugene.
Bearing the name of the owner of the sandwich, which will be eaten probably during a break in rehearsals somewhere today.
You would open the envelope, Clyde.
All right, Clyde. It is the sandwich of Senor Wences.
Senor Wences. The sandwich was wrapped in a waxed paper with a scalloped edge, and the sandwich appears to be on... Yes, it is. It's rye bread. The caraway seeds have been rather carelessly torn from the bread, giving the impression of huge divots on a golf green.
What is the filling, Claude? Can you make out?
The filling appears to be... tamale. A tamale sandwich.
Tamale sandwich for Senor Wences. All right. All right.
Now we might point out that the sandwich will be placed here on the counter so that those people here present who would like to give it closer scrutiny may dance or walk by.
And as they do dance by, we will be taking our leave of you here from the Gourmet Club with the warm invitation that any of you who are in the vicinity... stop by and join in the sandwich surprise festivities whenever you feel like it.
On this pleasant note, we return you now to Bob and Ray, who are broadcasting their program somewhere.
In New York, I think it's...
well, all over the country, really.
Yeah. And are those two fellows that sounded like us, I didn't hear much of. Maybe we should get them up here sometime.
Well, I don't know why. It would confuse the people, I think, if we did. It would be... they sounded just like us, really. The little I did hear. And now, a thumbnail preview time. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
It's the case Johnny will be filing as the blot don't rub matter.
And it's all about a... Is that a scuba diver with a tank full of laughing gas?
And a red-headed aquacade ballerina with the bend?
And an over-friendly water spaniel. I wonder what kind of a plot Johnny's going to have for us.
Search me.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Lawrence, Mug, Jet Ordway, and Billy Headstrong had just made an emergency landing on the planet Venus, and were about to leave their spaceship. And right now, it's a few moments later as we hear...
All right. I want you all now to act very, very carefully here. Let me do all the talking till we determine exactly what kind of people... Say...
Listen to that music, Spechtenberger. Where's it coming from?
Oh, it's from everywhere.
Oh, it's like out of the trees.
From the ground, from the rocks, from the sky. And look at the color of the sky here at Venus. It's a pink sort of blue. It's beautiful.
Do you think, Lawrence, we'll see any Venusians?
Just a moment. I want to try this fruit from this tree.
I wouldn't eat that if I were you, Spechtenberger. You don't know whether it may be poisoned or not.
Oh, and all, bye-bye. I've never tasted anything so succulent. I wonder what it could be.
Looks like grapes.
It has a taste of a strawberry and a grape and an apple and lemon. All in one. Delicious. Here, try one, Mark.
Okay, Lawrence. Didn't do nothing to you. I guess it'd be all right for me. Hey, that is good.
Yes, and the aftertaste is very good, too.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Never know. Pleased to have a...
Ooh, Lawrence.
Pleased to have affected me somewhat.
It sounds so funny.
How about you, Bob?
I'm all right, but I can tell.
Wait, I'll go back and get some water from our ship and see if that helps.
Oh, that'll be a good idea, Jack.
Okay, good.
I wonder if Billy right to try one of these.
What about the clock until he gets back?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Here, try this. Here.
Thank you,
dear. Yes, I did it.
Oh, let me get all that.
Well, I suppose after you've been here a while, you'd not...
There, now it's all right.
Just take a look at the ladies here on Venus.
Oh, golly.
Oh, hello. We're from Earth, you know. I'm Lawrence Spechtenberger. This is Mug Mellish. This is Young Headstrong here.
Hello there.
And Jet Ordway. Yes. Oh.
You know, coming here wasn't the dumbest thing we ever did, Spechtenberger.
What is your name? My name is Lawrence.
I feel calm.
Yeah.
And contented.
How many light years are we away from Earth?
Oh, 3 or 4 anyway.
Oh, it's...
Relax your feet.
Wowee.
Look, why don't you three go on back to the ship? I'll join you later.
Oh, what do you mean, Spechtenberger?
And look, if you decide to take off to the Earth, go ahead and give my regards to the Commandant.
Okay, come on, Jet and Mark.
Goodbye, Lawrence.
Let them be.
Last one to the ship is a rotten
egg. And relaxed.
Oh, you know it. Beautiful, beautiful Venus.
And now your hips are relaxing.
Ah. I'm afraid I'm going to pinch myself and wake up and find myself...
As you relax,
Studio 26 at CBS in New York.
And lazy.
And so, Mug Mellish, Jet Ordway, and Billy Headstrong leave for the spaceship, leaving Lawrence Spechtenberger on the planet Venus to explore and make scientific preparations for a greater land. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence say...
I hope the announcer reads it better next time.
In the next episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Suppose Venus really is like that? Who knows? Well, who knows?
Someday we'll find out.
Well, I was reading in a book.
No, sir, we don't have time for that.
We're only scientific experts if we have any opinions to be given.
Ladies and gentlemen, you remember Tex Blaisdell, Bob and Ray's famous cowboy who travels the country in a station wagon playing country music?
Howdy, Bob and Ray.
How is your friend Romeo?
Romeo is still the cut-up in the Smoky Valley, boys.
That's a lot of fun. Tex, you're here, I understand, today to perform your wonderful rope act.
This is the same act I do on the stage when we're appearing for any group.
Well, I know you're going to do the Cisco Sizzler and then the Las Vegas Larrup. What else are you planning?
I'm going
for
to
us?
Do the Dallas Dazzler first. Uh-huh. That's a new one I've added. And then I'll be
How about
doing
the Reno Rondelay?
I don't have that in the present act.
Oh,
but,
all right. How about the Carson City Kettup?
Ad lib it for you. Maybe I should let me get my ropes together and
all right.
Maybe get a little music you can
do
play.
That. Tex Blaisdell, ladies and gentlemen, and his rope act.
First,
come and tell us what you're doing.
All right. This maneuver is called the Cleveland Curlicue. I need a fresh rope for this next one.
Give me a fresh rope, will you, Webb?
Okay. Here you are. Go ahead, sir.
Here's the one you requested, Ray, the Reno Rondelay.
Oh, hey, that is truly beautiful, sir.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Very much.
The Omaha Over Drop and Slide. Very tricky maneuver.
Hey,
got
the
floor. Oh, I'm
sorry.
Did you
need to do that,
Tex? Stop the music. I didn't.
Oh, I
that.
Thought that was part of the act. That was very good the way you caught my leg. Can you get me over it now?
Yeah,
it's
let me
the Omaha
untie
over.
That.
What is that? The Omaha Overlay Ground Slip?
Double Slide.
Double
yeah.
Slide.
That's one I haven't really perfected yet, but it does get a good round of applause.
Any more for us, Tex?
Not today, I don't know.
Not for the money you're getting either,
no.
I suppose, huh? Where are you heading for now, you and Romeo?
We'll be appearing in Chelsea all next week.
Wonderful, at the Grange Hall there, I suppose.
And then we move along to Dover Summersworth, New Hampshire.
Terrific. So all you folks thereabouts be looking for Tex Blaisdell.
Following week, we open in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Great. Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.